Blog Talk Radio.
Personality. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Had to get that little ditty out of my head, okay? And we've got some stuff to cover. Yes, I did say we, because a lot of you have been inquiring to know where Big Shan is or where co-host is. To be quite honest with you, co-host we'll be joining Wrestle Radio pretty soon. And it don't matter what time of the night it is, because here's the scenario. We're not here to talk about when, where, how, what will happen to Wrestle Radio, because it's still alive and it's still kicking. And we've got a lot of wrestling to discuss, ladies and gentlemen. So if you please call in at 213-943-3422. The lines are open. And let me tell you, not just Monday Night Raw, not just WWE SmackDown Live. I would like to open the portals to Ring of Honor, New Japan, CZW. I mean, CZW has a big event coming up pretty soon with Matthew Riddle. Sorry, that sounded so weird even for me. Matt Riddle, that sounds better. So, anyways, if any of you would like to discuss any of the following, speak now or forever hold your peace. What I can tell you about last night's Monday Night Raw, it wasn't very, it did its best to keep action going and kept the crowd alive, if you will. Crying crap. I guess some of you can tell the sarcasm in the nicer than nice, right? Storm's about to hit where I live, so got to keep a tab on that. Anyways, there was a lot going on Monday Night Raw last night. You had a tag team title defense. You had The Miz face off against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor at the same, not at the same time, but on separate occasions. So you don't think The Miz is conditioned. I mean, look at what he did last night. Put on a damn good match between both Seth Rollins and him, and also Finn Balor and himself. So, question is, will we see a triple threat at WrestleMania? I know I skipped over Titus O'Neil and Titus Worldwide and Apollo Crews versus Sheamus and Cesaro. So, Bray Wyatt was supposed to face off with Heath Slater. Didn't happen. Didn't even have a match. He attacked Rhino. He attacked Heath. Bell didn't even ring, so there you go. There's that genuine fact and article. The women started off the night. You had Mickie James realigning herself with Alexa Bliss. And Nia Jax found herself in this equation, which is no surprise. So the Raw Women's Champion finds herself aligned with two women. So I guess since Absolution is not doing the job, let's create a whole different faction, which, by all means, let's put friends together, right? Match was very up and down, very surreal, very awesome. Started out with Alexa Bliss coming down to the ring with Mickie James. But, it was a decent match. The whole six-woman tag match with Asuka came down to the ring and basically confronted Miss Bliss, and then out comes Nia, so it became 3-on-1. Asuka could have held her own against those three women, we all know this. I understand. Tyler from Eugene, Oregon. That's, holy crap. I've had people from Australia message me so far this week because it's WrestleMania week. And ladies and gentlemen, head over to Wrestle_Radio to catch the latest on the Hall of Fame and ticket information and what have you. Not really. For those information, sir, you can go to StubHub.com. Like I said, StubHub still has tickets as well as Ticketmaster does for WrestleMania. For unbeknownst reasons to me, if you've never been, you need to go and watch NXT. That show is possibly sold out. I mean, people might turn around and sell their tickets because they didn't have enough to support themselves for WrestleMania, but different story. Anyways, I'm getting off the beaten path here, but you notice how the women on Monday Night Raw are carrying the roster to a certain extent. Now, granted, The Miz claims that he's carried the show on his back for a whole year, and here comes Ronda Rousey to shake things up and give Raw flavor. You know what? To be honest with you, dude, if you want to message me on Instagram, it's Wrestle_Radio, man, I will be glad to take the time out to message you after the show, dude. Well, I gave you the links. All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, if you have any questions, go ahead and send it to Wrestle_Radio. That's Wrestle_Radio on Instagram. You can also send one to WrestleRadio at Twitter. That's a Twitter handle I need to fix. WrestleRadio/Facebook.com. If you want to message me, sir, after we get offline, that's great. Anyways, back to my B-Train's review on Monday Night Raw. Last night wasn't the greatest of shows. It was a show that I watched because I have to report it to you guys. It's a show that I watched because, well, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Mickie James, Bayley dipping out of getting a tag from her supposed friend Sasha Banks. Great, great work by Bayley, finally. Who knows what's running through the mind because she's so friendly, you know, she's happy-go-lucky. It's usually the nice ones that you least expect to do the dastardly deeds. I guess there is some hope for Bayley yet, not just because she's, you know, her character makeup is she's got to be the eternal babyface, kind of like the female John Cena, which it doesn't surprise me that John's headed to SmackDown Live. He is a free agent. He did address the WWE Universe last night, and let me just say this. With or without him, whether you love him or hate him, he's still going to be there. So we can bitch, we can complain, we can throw eggs at his house, or we can throw eggs at John, but at the end of the day, he's still going to be there. That's what you got to realize. Even if you're not a Cena fan, I'm not. But if you want me to list the reasons, people are going to turn off the fucking show and be like, why listen? So, anyways, the main focus of today's show is going to be giving you guys a glimpse of what I will be doing in New Orleans alongside my longtime friend JB. Well, most of us call him John, but I just say for short, JB. We will be going to New Orleans, and I'll be giving you some tips as to how to make your WrestleMania weekend a lot more fun than what it leads on to be, okay? Stuff like WrestleCon, stuff like going to an Evolve show or Wrestling Revolver show. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. I mean, there's going to be so much wrestling, I'm going to be on overload, man. I don't know if I'm even going to reach my hotel bed because we've got so much activities going on. But back to Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw last night in Anaheim, California. I think it's cool that they're touching base with former locations of where their WrestleManias were. Obviously, Elimination Chamber, Las Vegas, Nevada, WrestleMania 9, WrestleMania 12, the Anaheim Pond in Anaheim, California. Now, it's not too far away from L.A., so you would think, but Monday Night Raw, probably there's tidbits of it that were worthwhile remembering, and last night's show, I don't know what Corey Graves was trying to accomplish with his Vanilla Ice hair, but it's funny how he makes fun of podcast hosts, although he can't wrestle anymore, and he's awesome, and he's a good broadcast journalist. But Corey, man, what up with the hair? You're a good-looking fellow, but I guess when you're getting paid, you can do anything you want. That's pretty much the gist of it. Smart, brilliant journalist, articulate. Why am I kissing Graves' ass? Even though I don't know the man, I think he's a nice person, okay? I really do. And a patient one at that. I saw his interview with Enzo not too long ago. And anyways, aside from Corey Graves' hairdo, I don't know who's worse, Booker T or Jonathan Coachman. Is Jonathan Coachman supposed to be a bumbling buffoon? Because Michael Cole has found himself correcting Jonathan Coachman on live air. I'm not focusing so much on the broadcast journalism of the announce team on Monday Night Raw simply because, okay, let me give you my interesting tidbits on Monday Night Raw. Elias versus Braun Strowman, very interesting. We finally saw some hardcore elements sneak its way onto the screen in WWE. We saw a fire extinguisher. Of course, you can see a shit ton of those at CZW. Or you can see them in any independent circuit that likes to use hardcore weapons. Now, moving forward. Okay, so what was interesting about Elias and Braun? The fact that Elias always gets the crowd going. It was by accident that who wants to walk with Elias? Everyone and their mother in the crowd says, who wants to walk with Elias? And the crowd just feeds off of Elias's words. And why did the crowd suddenly pick up loving Braun Strowman? Well, he's big, he's destructive, he's burly, he's better than the Big Show. He can actually do a drop kick. I mean, the man did so in Elimination Chamber. I've never seen somebody quite like Braun Strowman, just like I'm sure people from other generations were saying the same thing about Andre the Giant, the eighth wonder of the world. Okay. Now, when I saw the match, it was decent. Elias got a decent amount of heat, you know, spraying Braun in the face with the fire extinguisher. I think those two both did a good job. The other interesting factor that is, Braun was still able to get up and throw Elias around like a rag doll. Whip him like a government mule. Kind of what JR would say. But anyways, so as the night would go on, you know, Raw had its moments. It has its, you know, it had its tidbits of interesting matches, interesting moments. The women, obviously, I believe, remember what I stated, I believe they're helping carry the show to an extent to keep people interested because Nia now feuding with Asuka, it's getting intense. It's getting, you know, we're 6 weeks away from WrestleMania, and I know some of you are going to critique me and say, well, we don't care about that shit. Because I'm reading some of your comments right now, and as I can see, not that, you know, I just cover WWE. You know how difficult it may be to cover something that's 6 hours long, a.k.a. New Japan? I mean, if you have a strong set of legs to sit on your ass and a strong attention span, great. I just catch tidbits of out on YouTube, you know. I know, not just Jericho and Omega, my friend. I know who Naito is. I know who Ibushi is. I do watch some of New Japan stuff. Like, well, if I didn't catch WK12, then I wouldn't know that Will Ospreay was there, and I wouldn't have known that Cody Rhodes was there, or Marty Scurll, the entire club, for that matter. The Young Bucks. And the fact that Omega was put over by Jericho, genius, if you ask me. Match was, okay, you want to know what the finish was? A one-winged angel. There you go. You think I don't pay attention to this stuff. What's the matter? Didn't think good old B-Train pays attention to stuff outside of World Wrestling Entertainment? You are sadly mistaken, my friend, because most of it's on the network now. And most of it's on YouTube and Daily Motion and Vimeo. your video sources that if you ever want to catch wrestling, you can catch matches for free and literally watch your own network for free. If you don't watch it live, then, you know, you could pay the fee of $9.99, which is the equivalent of $10, my friend. So for people who assume they know what I am about, don't worry. Be happy. Keep yourself entertained, because I've got more to report to you within the hour about my journey and stuff to WrestleMania and how I got there and what I'm going to read to you guys from a notebook, because I figure why not give you the lowdown about how much things, an estimate of things are to cost for WrestleMania, okay? If, in fact, you are going to a WrestleMania trip, and I know I've got to finish Raw, so let me compose my thoughts and take 10 seconds for identification so we can clear this mess, okay?
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, so here goes. To finish up first and foremost, not to confuse my audience, let's finish up firstly on what the interesting tidbits of Monday Night Raw were. First and foremost, the women carrying the torch and making Raw very interesting, what it could be and what it should be, right? The Miz, thank God for someone that can work the crowd other than Elias, other than, you know, well, Sheamus and Cesaro's attempt to work it. So, the 2 out of 3 falls match really didn't captivate an audience in Anaheim. People were just, I was flabbergasted. You know, the very first fall, bro kick, 1, 2, 3. The second fall, not even close. I mean, they put up, Titus and Apollo put up a fight, but that was kind of the point where I'm just sitting there, okay, I don't see the point, you know, 6 weeks away from WrestleMania. So keep the titles on Sheamus and Cesaro until they can get something together for the tag team division. The Undertaker was not there on Monday Night Raw. Is our world going to come to an end? I don't know, and I shudder to think. It's up to creative and their decisions. I mean, I wonder, you know, Cena doesn't have a path on Monday Night Raw. Will Undertaker meet him on SmackDown Live? I don't know, but it's a question that bears on everybody's mind. You sense the dead man's presence coming soon to an arena near you. I mean, the man looks healthy. The man looks good. I've seen his pictures through other social media outlets, and I'm just interesting. You know, John Cena spent very little time on Monday Night Raw, that's okay. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, we all may hate John Cena. Well, may is a strong understatement. Hate is also a strong statement. So, guys, dislike, I'm not a fan. There we go. There's the phrase I was looking for. Not a fan, as Uncle Bob would teach me. If you hate someone, you're wasting your precious energy as a fan, and you're not enjoying the niceness, just enjoying the show. So, my thoughts on John Cena leaving Monday Night Raw, who cares? He's moving on. He's making money. He's making more money than you, myself, anybody in the wrestling business. Okay. My thoughts on The Miz facing two men in one night. That is what you call workhorse. That is what you call Raw's version of Dolph Ziggler or Shinsuke or Asuka, because if you guys take interest in what The Miz is doing, he said it, probably not to the extent that Roman Reigns did. And let me tell you something. Up until this point, I didn't think Roman Reigns had life in him. Career-wise, you know, a lot of people hate on him because he's bland, he's generic, he hasn't changed, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck at this point. Somebody had to say it. Someone had to say it about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, yeah, the only problem is it's kind of reversed because some of you who boo the man is the same people. Some of you, not all of you, are the same people that sit there and sing praises like Suplex City. When a man only does one German is not the issue at hand. It's the attendance. If you have an obligated booking and your ass isn't showing up to the show, then guess the fuck what? Fans will start to take notice, and when they want to see you and you're not there, then what's the point of you signing a WWE contract? Do you know how many people would love to be in Brock Lesnar's position as the Universal Champion? We only see it 4 times a year. It's called the Grand Four, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. Oh, and the occasional pay-per-view because it pays him. He might as well be under the Legends contract because he was the man who defeated The Undertaker, right? So if Lesnar was to come back in certain circumstances, fans are whining because the fact he's not there and defending it week in and week out, I get it. You want to keep the champion preserved. But to the point where fans are literally booing a man who's not there out of the arena, they're booing the mention of his name, there's a serious problem when it comes to, okay, where's Brock Lesnar? I'm sure, you know, the announcers are probably frantically trying to find something to make kayfabe, which doesn't hardly fucking exist anymore in the wrestling world. It does not. Kayfabe, what is that? Some wrestlers know how to do that or how to exercise that word to an extent. But when Lesnar did not show up and Roman Reigns basically roasted Brock Lesnar on live air and said, I know I'm going to get my ass chewing, but it's because I have respect for this place and these people. Thank you, Roman. Thank you. Somebody had to fucking say it. If the company is going in the direction of Triple H, and Hunter is doing a phenomenal job with NXT, and some people say, well, he's what CM Punk described him as, blah, 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 blah. I may not know the other side of the business, but I'm learning it. I'm learning to do and what to say and how to present it. And some people say, well, then maybe you shouldn't have dropped so many F-bombs on live air if you're considering a job for WWE. So here's my thing. I heard Roman Reigns' promo last night, all right? I was so happy that he stated what he stated, because most of the time, you're not ever going to hear a Roman Reigns or John Cena open up like they did last night. Now, some people are like, well, I didn't care for John Cena, and I sure as hell didn't care what Roman Reigns had to say. I hope Lesnar suplexes him to hell. Again, you're going to get mixed reviews no matter what about those two. No matter if you are a fan or if you are just a passerby learning about wrestling, okay? In time, do people stand up and say anything? Some people like to work within the system and not say a damn thing. Some people work their way into the system, worm their way into the system. Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. Worm meaning, if you think I did it for the money, you were probably right. I'll never forget that statement at the SAP Center in San Jose, okay, WrestleMania 31, at the Hall of Fame induction of Kevin Nash. So, Roman Reigns may get ostracized for what he did by the production team and the writers, this, that, the other. I don't care. As long as that man was real about the situation, I'm cool as a fan, because we need real. We need some moments that break the fourth wall, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to Monday Night Raw, sometimes it can be a snooze fest. Other times it can be entertainment. But what Roman Reigns said last night helps his case just a smidgen. Because if you think about it, who's going to be that real on Monday Night Raw? I bet you the boys and girls in the back are probably saying to themselves, damn, son. Lesnar is nowhere to be found. If somebody that's in your company that you sign specifically to show up, his shirts are selling. So really, at this point, you know, you don't make money off of certain things. You make money now in WWE based on your net worth, your appearances, and, you know, all the events that you attend outside WWE, the companies outside the WWE that pays the men and women of WWE to appear at their functions, such as charities, Make-A-Wish, Susan G. Komen, Connor's Cure, all that. I think it's retarded to have a champion, the concept to have a champion that hardly ever shows up. So we're giving kids the message that when they get to WWE, they can slack, that they don't have to work hard. Because that's exactly the message Brock Lesnar is sending fans who, you know, still support his ass in some way, shape, or form, because they're like, oh, he did much better. And no, I mean, yeah, sure, he did better. He's done better in UFC than CM Punk ever did. But at the same token, guys, what Roman Reigns stated last night was, I know I'm going to get my ass chewing in the from the boys in the back, or from the stooges in the back, or whatever he said. But I respect this business. This business is in my blood. It's been in my blood since I was born. So you gotta understand something. When you're passionate about what you love to do, instead of going, you know, just going through the motions and just, oh yeah, I guess I can do this thing we call wrestling, you know, and what happened? I mean, Lesnar used to be the most feared man in WWE, and also, you know, the locker room. There's a lot of hearsay about what Brock Lesnar does, but that's not the point. The most endearing moment of Roman Reigns' career is this moment, right now, because he needed something to lift. I mean, he's still going to get booed out of the arena because people just don't grasp the severity of the fact that the Universal Champion is not in. He's not physically there to defend his championship or even wrestle on a fucking Monday Night Raw. It'd be a lot more interesting than seeing the same shit every single week, just differently booked. I mean, come on. Got the talent, just not using it. Oh, and last but not least, the whole angle between Kurt Angle, Triple H, Ronda Rousey, Stephanie McMahon. I can't wait. This is going to be awesome to see Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I mean, that even has a nice ring to it, ladies and gents. It's going to be nice to see how this rivalry unfolds. That's the next tidbit that I want to get to. See, most of the time people believe that, oh, this is a work. This is just a work. True. You know, for those of you who piddle-paddle with terminology, what you saw last night is indeed a build between Ronda Rousey, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, who sucker punched Kurt Angle at the end of Monday Night Raw's episode. I wonder what will happen. I mean, could be Yeah, I agree. It could be at WrestleMania. Gasp, like we're shocked. I mean, that's Ronda Rousey's first match. Most people thought it was going to be against Charlotte Flair, which, you know, fine by me. I guess they had to continue the feud between Stephanie and Ronda from 31. Now I guess Stephanie is going to be working out hardcore. She already does. And look at Stephanie. For her age, look at her. This is going to be an awesome, awesome, amazing feud. Oh, and seeing how I haven't done this in a while, I figured why not do a really quick SmackDown Live review, folks, because that's just me. So hit the music in the truck, please, or hit my music. Okay, so tonight on SmackDown Live, we always get accustomed to the Mixed Match Challenge, but also, what is the fate of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens since Shane McMahon tries to let his emotions get the best of him? You know, I like the fact that they're working hand-in-hand, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. Is there a possible way that he could insert himself in the match? Although most fans who have been dying to see Shinsuke AJ, you know, I can tell you it's going to be a very physical match at WrestleMania 34 in live from New Orleans at the Mercedes Superdome. For ticket information, go to Ticketmaster.com, or you can pick up your tickets also on StubHub, SeatGeek, and Metro Seats, any Vivid Seats, and there's plenty of more ticket seats to be listed. Just check it, it's an app or Ticketfly, whatever you want to do. All right, ladies and gents, so SmackDown Live is going to get introduced to their newest roster member, John Cena. And that was announced last night on Monday Night Raw's episode. So what can Team Blue expect from their newest acquisition, the newest free agent, Mr. John Cena? And also, are they reserving The Undertaker for that moment? Don't know, couldn't tell you. One of them things, folks, where I'm in the dark just as much as you. Oh, and, speaking of SmackDown Live, look at guys like Rusev, Aiden English. Who would have thought that Rusev Day would become a chant? Who would have thought that Bobby Roode would go to the top on SmackDown? I mean, I know. But just by judging in his very first few days on SmackDown Live, that Bobby Roode was destined for greatness. And he dropped the title to McIntyre on NXT and then proceeded to wait a few weeks, not even that, or maybe a few months, to become the new United States Championship by winning a tournament, which is kind of like King of the Ring, but on live TV. So there is a fatal five-way now for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at Fastlane from Columbus, Ohio. I think the odds are stacked in AJ's favor. Here's why. If Sami Zayn becomes champion, what are fans going to say? I wanted to see Shinsuke versus AJ. Not necessarily you did, because here it is. If AJ does not emerge as champion, then, yeah, you're going to have to go back to the drawing board on how to get the championship back, because if you make promotional posters, which I'm assuming the WWE will once WrestleMania gets closer and closer, I want you guys to understand something. My prediction chart for the match at Fastlane, I don't know. It's a close tie between Sammy and Kevin, because Dolph, you know, he's the dark horse in this. Also, so is Baron Corbin. But at the same token, if AJ retains, this will occur. It's fun to, like, speculate and just be a fan again, right? Because SmackDown Live tends to do that. My preview for tonight, Randy Orton will go one-on-one with Bobby Roode, maybe. What will the New Day's fate be? I don't know. Hoping that the Bludgeon Brothers actually get an opponent, I mean, so that they can be seen as serious notes instead of being side-jobbed. I mean, look, the New Day is not trying to take a job away from anybody by any means. I just don't see it. In some instances, I cannot take them seriously. I did at Hell in a Cell, but they're back to being clowns, and you do need the comedians. You do need the comedians of SmackDown Live, but they led the charge during the invasion. That was then, this is now, and this is forever. See what I did there? You need, as Jerry Lynn said, though, you need all kinds of sides of wrestling. You need the comedic side, the serious, rough and tough, strong style, whatever it is. You need this side of wrestling. You need that side of wrestling. So, long story short, you know, this is going to be one hell of an interesting night. I don't know what's going to happen, folks, but live from Los Angeles on SmackDown Live, you can catch it on the USA Network. You can catch the replay on Hulu the very next day, a condensed version of it, I warn you. So if you want to wait a full month without watching wrestling and going banana batshit crazy like I would, you can wait and watch it on Hulu. It's also the same amount of subscription price that Monday Night Raw is. Also, speaking of advertising, the advertisements, if you would like to purchase any tickets at events, go through StubHub. It's the most loyal fucking website you will ever go through, StubHub.com. For any questions, inquiries, the number is located on the website. If you would like to order your tickets can come either UPS or they can also be delivered to you through your printing at home. They will have certain dates where it prints. You can print at the hotel if you are at an event, or you can print anywhere from home. For other ticket inquiries, you can go through Eventbrite, Ticketfly. Your local scene will gladly put you through Eventbrite because it actually puts the money through, all right? So, for more information on how to get tickets, I will gladly tell you. You can definitely get your local stuff from Ticketmaster.com. If you have issues, just call. That's all I'm going to tell you, my friend. If you have Kristen from Shawnee, Kansas, if you were having issues, I would just call them, tell them you want to pick it up at the door. That's what I did. I am going to WrestleMania Access, yes. Possibly the same date, my friend. I cannot give that information over the air, but I will tell you it's most likely going to happen that you and I will bump into each other. Anyways, speaking of the advertisement, if you are going to Monster Factory Camera April 20th and 21st, make sure that you text the information of your flight and where people can pick you up so they can bring you to the Monster Factory. If you are going to the Monster Factory, take a flight to Philly. Do not go to EWR. That is an hour and a half outside. Also, if you're riding on a train, make sure you give the train information so they can pick you up at the train station. It's going to be amazing, all right? I am going to the camp on April 20th, 2018. I am boarding my plane. I'm going to see Danny Cage finally in person because the man scares me even, you know, when he's doing the practices. I don't know why. He just does. He scares me. Of course, anybody taller than me and bigger than, you know, can destroy me and break my neck and split me in a million pieces would scare me. Anyways, MonsterFactory.org for more information, folks. MonsterFactory.org. Be sure to contact Danny Cage, the owner, the head trainer, and the coach at MonsterFactory.org, or you can call. The number is right there on the website. It's on the card. It's on the Instagram and on the Twitter and also on Facebook. So any social media outlets you can think of, it's right there. For those of you wishing to attend a wrestling school, go to NWLTPC. That's NWLTPC, NWLNKC. Go to the website, NWL League. More information will be left on there going to enroll in a school. It's located in North Kansas City, Missouri. For more information, contact the phone number that is listed. If you'd like to go to school in Iowa, there's plenty of schools. There's Brave for Black. There's 3XW School. There's plenty. But I'm sure I'm not listing off, and my apologies to Iowa. But in California, they've got a Funk that runs a school out there. They also have Gangrel. For a school in Houston, you can go check out Booker T School in Houston, Texas. I suggest you get an Uber because the drivers in Texas, no thank you. Not putting, you know, pointing fingers here, but gotta watch out. got to be careful, and that's anywhere you drive. For those of you wanting to get cancer square in the ass, you can do so by visiting these following websites, cureforconnor.com and also Susan G. Komen. Speaking of Cure for Connor, there's a gentleman that is from, I believe he's going to receive the Warrior Award. He is 15 years old. He had two liver transplants, and he's doing just fine as a freshman in high school. He's living his life and loving the way things are. And his story was shown last night on the episode of Monday Night Raw. That was also one of the interesting tidbits, folks. So go to Cure for Connor, Susan G. Komen. Put all the effort into donating your money, your time, your walking ability, your jogging ability. Just have fun, okay? For those of you wanting to make your child's wish come true, go to makeawish.com. Make your child's wish come true. Type in the name of celebrity, superstar, or NBA star, whomever you wish to type in, Winter Olympic star. Type their name in. Make your child's wish come true and stop their suffering as much as you can with the joyous smile of seeing their favorite person in the world. Go to makeawish.com. One of the official sponsors of WWE WrestleMania, NXT TakeOver, and WrestleMania Access. So, oh yes, if you'd like to sign up for WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. It's only $9.99 a month, plus a dollar charge just to make sure you have money in there. First month free, though. So after your first month is free and that month's up and you don't have anything, get a preloaded card for $29.97. $29.97 plus shipping and handling on the website is $6.99 for standard shipping, $11.99 for three to five business days, and next day shipping, which is $21.99. So it would be cheaper to get it just through Best Buy, your local Dollar Generals, your local Walmart 7-Elevens, and your local GameStops. So, that does it. Not really. If you want to get an awesome network, too, go to Monster Factory Network and catch the latest documentary. It's a very awesome documentary. I watched it. It's pretty cool. Danny Cage is featured on there as well as the students. One of the students is pretty cool. She takes three or four buses just to get to Monster Factory for training. I thought it was pretty cool. But, more information, folks. You can go to Monster Factory for the Super Camp as well. More information, monsterfactory.org. July 20th and 21st. July 20th and 21st, folks, okay? More information, contact Danny Cage or anybody from the Monster Factory website on monsterfactory.org. The information from what you need is going to be right there. All right? So, that does it for the advertisement. All right, Giblets, it's time to do or say some really cool stuff about my WrestleMania journey in WrestleMania 34. So here goes, my friends. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. Your anger, I know your dreams. All right. So, things. That you need to know about going to WrestleMania. Now, most people. Not all. Some. Let me rephrase that. Some people will travel on the road just to save money. And you know what? Road trips are fine. But if I'm doing my math correctly, from Brooklyn, New York to New Orleans, let me do this math, shall we? Let me do this math. You would go through a lot of states and you see a lot of things. That's cool. Some people like that style. I, on the other hand, I like my sanity. Yes, okay, 18. Okay, so let me reverse. Okay. New Orleans. Let's just do this. New Orleans. We're looking at, folks, according to the GPS, about a 20-hour drive. Now, granted, my friend, he does live in Kansas City. So let's do it from his house, shall we? Let's see, 61. I know. All right, so from my friend's location, it'd be about 12-hour drive, so it'd just be like driving to Texas without, you know, all the craziness, or so you would think. So one tip is fly. If you're flying, you can still reserve a one-way trip from Southwest. One way is cheaper, and then a one-way trip back because you can reserve it any time you see fit. But I would do this. I would start, if you're going to WrestleMania, for anybody who has never been in their whole life to a WrestleMania, this is my seventh time to attend such, you know, prestigious event as a fan. And it's fun being a fan, but I would someday like to be a part of it. So, if you're driving, cool beans. Make sure that person has a valid credit card, an emergency card, and a AAA card. Because it's important. Oh, and learn from driving experience. Call the state patrol. Because sometimes you may be surprised that those gentlemen can actually help. Or, you know, our case, when that happened in Iowa. So, little tip. If you're going to fly, you can fly to Atlanta. You can drive the rest of the way. Atlanta to New Orleans. By estimate, let me just do the math here. Atlanta, Georgia to New Orleans is about a 6-hour and 53-minute drive. So if you split the cost, you go eat, you have a good time, you drive to your hotel, then you're saving money and checking in baggages and all that. So there's the driving side of things. Cost-wise, you got to look at the gas because you can have – like I said, travel with a pack of friends. I'm traveling with a friend because he and I have both discussed this trip. I even have it written down in a notebook. It's that extensive. Ladies and gentlemen, if you spend over a certain amount for WrestleMania alone, people will scour the internet just to criticize you on how much you spent. I don't give a fuck because you're not paying my bills. You're not making me happy. So, in other words, if you spend over $3,000 on WrestleMania, it's because you want the experience, right? You want the access and WrestleCon and all this good stuff. How do you get there? You can drive. Hell, you can fly. If you got a boat, travel by boat. I don't care. There's plenty of ways you can get to New Orleans. One easy way, I'm going to say this again, Southwest, it's very beneficial to get their credit card. Here's why. For those of you who have shitty credit, I implore you, you know, to just drive with your debit card to go, you know, to go on the road and brave the 12 hours that it is from Atlanta to New Orleans, because it's a cheap but efficient way of getting yourself there. Because you're still going to take money on the tolls. You're still going to spend money on whatever you're going to spend money on. But I'm just saying, this is from a person's perspective. It's been 4 or 5 years since I've had a personal credit card. This card allowed me to get lower level seats. Because you type in your social, your first name, last name, your income, blah, 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 blah. I didn't think I was going to get approved, folks, because I have a fucking line of credit. So not to dig too much into my personal life, but you save $200 on your first flight. Southwest works on a point system. So you get points to travel wherever it is you want to travel to. You could get flights for $5.60. I'm not making this shit up if I tried. I got a flight booked That's $5.60 because of the points that I accumulated through Southwest.com. Now, I don't expect everybody and their mother to go, oh, I got to get a Southwest card. I got to get a Southwest card. It's okay. Just get a major credit card, period. And you can, if some of you think, okay, well, I already got my flight and I go through Southwest, but I don't use a Southwest card, I'm not saying you have to have one. But to get $200 off your first flight, I mean, that's huge. That's how you can start to learn. Okay, at one point accumulated 17,000 points, folks. That's how I literally next to nothing is what I got my flight for. So it is a big deal. It's huge. It's huge that you can find ways to get to a trip. It doesn't matter how, whether you're driving, flying, hitchhiking, and whatever you guys love to do. Some people, most of the time when you're starting out traveling, you can either drive, fly, like I said, get a boat, RV, whatever you want to do. Make it fun. That's the main thing. Make your trip the absolute fucking best. Because I'm not mistaken, I never have sat lower level in my life anywhere, unless it was, you know, an event when I used to live in Kansas City. Lower level, what is that? I sat in the nosebleed most of my career as a wrestling fan. So this Southwest card was a huge benefit for me. And they're not old-fashioned, you know, like Amex or MasterCard. I don't own a MasterCard, so I really can't be the judge of that. I've learned, you know, the point system can either help you or harm you. Make sure that you have money in your bank accounts when you go to WrestleMania. One of the main things you want to do when you start out traveling is make sure that you check in the kiosk, or you can print one out, whichever is your choice, whatever. If you guys are very organized and can keep yourselves in check, great. When planning WrestleMania. This usually starts in October or November at the earliest. Also, learn the lesson. When you get access tickets through Ticketmaster, make sure you wait till the week after the release so that their system can go through. Because I'm not so sure that buying a ticket early is always necessarily a good thing, but that's one area I want to discuss with you guys is, when purchasing a ticket, make sure that your ticket HTML, or make sure that your ticket actually shows up on the screen. I waited for almost 2.5-3 weeks to get mine. So, case in point, when buying tickets, go through StubHub. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Because if you do, you know, Ticketmaster is good for a few things. I mean, I did end up getting my SummerSlam tickets. Yeah, I got my SummerSlam tickets directly through Ticketmaster, but that was a package deal. There's NXT, there's SummerSlam, and there's SmackDown Live. So, is what it is. When it comes to buying tickets, you can go through the websites that I've told you about, Ticketfly, Eventbrite, StubHub, all that good jazz. Metro Seats is where I got my first, you know, WrestleMania that I bought myself, and another friend is coming with me again. So make sure that you, when you buy tickets, that friend also is paying you back the money. Be like the mafia if you have to. If you don't pay me back, this is what's going to happen. I mean, if you are purchasing tickets, like, okay, WrestleCon, I know a lot of fans have questions about WrestleCon, who's going to be there. It'll show you on the website with tabs. So if you go to WrestleCon.com. It's at the New Orleans. Yeah. Go ahead and look. It's going to be April 5th through the 8th. It's the same weekend as WrestleMania. You'll see Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, D'Lo Brown, so on and so forth. Oh, yeah, Mr. Kennedy will be there again, or Mr. Anderson, if you will, as his name went by through TNA. Or as a name that he went by in TNA, my bad. So when buying tickets, just pick out what you want, but also make sure that your friend's involved too, because if you go by yourself, you look stupid, trust me. And then who's going to take your picture? So one thing that I've been looking for, and find stuff, I found that through advertisements, you find out a lot about who's going to be there. So good old JR Jim Ross, he will be in New Orleans at the Hilton Garden Inn, and I'm excited to see him because I have some questions I would like to inquire about the business. And he's a longtime broadcast journalist. He has his own podcast, very successful restaurant in Oklahoma. He's very active, you know, in sports and also keeping the whole wrestling thing alive. JR's voice, yeah, is very iconic. And that's also what I wanted to talk to you about, aside from, you know, hey, you get your tickets here, you get your tickets there. Find events through Instagram. Find them through Facebook. Find them through websites, man, that'll just advertise the shit out of them. Because that is how I found out about JR. That is, you know, I was curious about, you know, WrestleCon at WrestleMania 32, if you believe. So that's where you get pictures, you get autographs, you get all kinds of things. You get an experience, like you get to see Evolve or Wrestling Revolver, or even, you know, if CZW is there. So is JR Jim Ross, I probably remember him a little bit from WCW, a little bit from NWA, AWA, maybe not so much, but meeting somebody like Jim Ross is very helpful to someone's career, because even just meeting him and you're not guaranteed a contract directly to WWE, or you're not guaranteed a contract anywhere, you're guaranteed knowledge. And to me, that's important, because you can soak up as much knowledge as you can in the wrestling business. And learning from JR, that's huge. And some people say, well, I would rather learn from Mauro Ranallo, or I would rather learn from Corey Graves, or I would rather learn from, as surprising as this sounds, Michael Cole. But as long as you're learning, that's all that matters. And I want to ask JR, you know, certain questions that pertain to the business, and exactly what can one do to keep succeeding, to keep his head straight when it comes to running a podcast or going to a wrestling show, you know, presenting merch for a friend, you know. Just passerby questions that would be really interesting, and not just about me, but I want to ask JR, like, okay, what was your first experience like joining, you know, the wrestling business? What was it like being a part of your very first WrestleMania, WrestleMania 9? Because the man did come from WCW, so it was a pretty big deal, because that changed the landscape of wrestling as we know it. So going to meet one of my all-time childhood idols, well, one of them, to be there just for a couple of hours is just like being there, you know, for 2 years is what it, in a good way, because in those 2 hours, the very first few fans that show up there get free barbecue sauce. They get, well, I think we all get to go to the Q&A, but also his book. So being reading up what JR has to say, that's going to be badass. And I can't wait to experience the cuisine in New Orleans. That's why I said, write down where you want to go, laminate it, press it, do whatever you have to do. Write it in your phone, store it in your phone, store it as a reminder. So, yes, that was my excitement on JR, and I know I'm wandering from topic to topic. So, to transition you all out, Next thing on the list, if you find something to eat, you only go out to a restaurant probably once or twice. But, you know, when you don't live in the city that you're visiting, eat out, have fun, enjoy the company of others, because it's important. I've always known as a kid, when traveling, you got to eat, you got to have fun, because you never know when your last day is going to be on this earth, right? So make the most of it. When it comes to dining and travel, be smart with your finances. Make sure that you have enough to cover the bill, and make sure you give your waiter or waitress a good tip, because they'll remember that when you come back the next time. Going through the whole process of going to WrestleMania is longer than you think. It's not just, I want to go to WrestleMania and that's it. Man, I never in a million years after high school would think I'd be going to my 7th WrestleMania. Because I vaguely remember WrestleMania 20. I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, it was a good memory. Great. Okay, cool. Undertaker, Benoit, Guerrero. I remember a few tidbits from that night. I remember 29, that's for damn sure. That's the very first WrestleMania I went to with one of my good friends. He's the same one going to this one. So you get lucky enough to say he's going to 3 WrestleManias, because there is no better feeling than knowing that you paid everything, you're going to enjoy your time there, and on top of that, you know, it's every fan's dream to go to a major wrestling event, whether it be WrestleMania, WK12, Final Battle at Ring of Honor. You know you made it when you're sitting either in the nosebleeds or either in lower level. Let me tell you folks something. I've never had an issue with getting seats for WrestleMania because, well, to be honest with you, sometimes the show itself, the spectacle that is, one of the largest spectacles in the world, can be a disappointment. And that all depends on you and the fans. So, anyways, WrestleMania is a 4 to 5 month process. It's a grind, man. Just like getting up, putting your gear on for wrestling grind, no. It's a grind for a fan because you got to put in your brain, okay, I have this much that I have to spend on. I have that much that I have to go through. So here's what I'm going to say. In the 4 to 5 months that you prepare for WrestleMania, you better start slimming your spending, because if you need it, great. If you find a sale, take advantage of it. But space it out, because that $39 that you spent on the shop could be the $39 that you end up being short for when you go to the hotel. So take advantage. By all means, take advantage of sales. But when you start laying the groundwork for going to WrestleMania, here's how it looks. Write down a list of what someone owes you. If you're going with friends, divide it by the number of friends that you have. So let's say you have 5 tickets and they each cost $343. So you multiply $343 plus the tax that StubHub adds, and then you would divide that by a number of 5, and that's your answer, what each person owes you. Keep on top of things, people, because like I said, I made the mistake at WrestleMania 33 by trusting somebody that I really shouldn't have trusted. When it comes to finances, other than that, we're cool. Jake and I, you never answer anything on Facebook. Yeah, well, semantics, you know. Be on top of your finances when it comes 4 or 5 months beforehand, because now they're starting to sell SummerSlam crap, and you're like, you're feeling trapped as a fan. So you know what I did? I just bought a package on Ticketmaster when it came to purchasing my stuff for SummerSlam. StubHub, they were running out of stuff, and sometimes they do overcharge on their end as well. But they had to understand, you know, you got to add the fees, the delivery fee, all that stuff. So when it comes to buying the tickets, make sure you find a section that's near the ring, not directly on the floor, because I guarantee you all night long someone's going to be standing up and cheering their freaking to their heart's content. It's not going to be terrible, but I, you know, speaking from experience, you know, we were, my friend and I went to SmackDown Live show while I was here. I'm sorry, I was reading out loud while I was here. Okay, well, nice to know, my friend. I will talk with you later on Instagram. Anyways, as I was saying, when you're purchasing WrestleMania tickets, make sure you get a quantity. And also, the safest way is for them to be delivered to your home. So if there's a UPS plan on there, make sure you click on UPS search engine on StubHub. eBay, I don't know if they sell tickets on there. They probably do. I'm not going to put it past them. Amazon, same thing. I don't even know if they're allowed to sell tickets on there unless it's already a past event. So I'd have to do my research on that one, my friend. They do have still tickets available. They do have tickets available on Ticketmaster and on StubHub. Those aren't the only two websites. And plus, guys, if you don't find one option for the tickets, just keep going and seeing which ones you guys, if it's your description best, okay? I don't want you to feel like you're going to be put in a corner unless you get a WrestleMania ticket. Nah, man, you're in timeout. That's what you are. Purchasing WrestleMania tickets. Find a person that's reliable. Find a person that you know is not going to fuck you over. Oh, and my personal favorite. Find a person that's willing to pay half the cost. Because you got to survive too. You got to pay off all that shit. All of it. Like I said, I spent most of the majority of my money on my Southwest card because I was foolish, but I was, you know, I'm crazy and passionate about wrestling as a fan. And I really, at this point, want to have the pleasure of saying I did all my planning accordingly before April hit because I'm not a very good last-minute planner. So plan ahead. If you like doing things in the crunch time, then sure, go ahead. Because when it comes time for a big event like this, one of the big four events that pop up for WWE, every once in a blue moon, it's nice to finally say, hey, I booked myself to this hotel and I had a damn good time. Or, hey, I booked myself for that hotel and I had a good time. I booked myself for this event and I had a good time. Speaking of booking events, you know, there's not just WrestleMania. There's WWE Access. There is WWE Access again 3 days in a row. There's Access beforehand on April 1st. But there's also, don't panic, there's Access on the 5th through the 8th. My friend and colleague were not going to be there through the 5th, you know, till the 5th. You want to book at least 4 days. If you want to do Raw and SmackDown Live, some people say, I'd rather go to that than the WrestleMania. Again, it has been proven that SmackDown Live, or no, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live are the most interesting right after WrestleMania because you're now building towards SummerSlam. After SummerSlam, you're now building towards Survivor Series. So it's up to you what you want to do as far as going to activities, but make sure you keep yourself busy. I know it sounds like one big info spew, but reviewed Monday Night Raw, I reviewed SmackDown Live, and now I'm giving traveling tips and ticket tips and all kinds of tips, except for moolah over the phone, which is illegal. Anyways, through, you know, sifting through my randomness, this is what I'm going to tell you. Make sure that you get the money up front. If the person has a job, that's even a bigger plus, because that means he or she cannot bullshit you from getting your money. That's a huge key in this factor. You got to have money to fly or drive or take a cruise to New Orleans, whichever you want to do. This is a possibility that you can take a lady on a nice little yacht, which would be even hilarious if I saw that. But anyways, when you're doing activities, it's helpful to have a friend who's into it and not just concerned about their own personal well-being. Simply because, you know, I've traveled with this person before. And for those of you wanting to know where the next WrestleMania is going to be, my neck of the woods. So, therefore, less traveling for moi. So, and there's ways of getting around to New Jersey from New York. I mean, come on. It's 45 minutes to an hour, depending on which part, you know, what part of Jersey you're going to. Uber is another key component. I mean, Uber wasn't around when I went to WrestleMania 20. It sure as hell was, you know, I don't know. It wasn't even scratched on the surface back in 2013 when the WrestleMania 29 was in that life for the first time. So, key, make sure that you have a valid car or Lyft. I know that people know about this. If you're not, I don't want to get a rental car. So my option was re-download Uber and go from there. Transportation is key no matter where you are. Just make sure you take care of your rental if you're renting one. Make sure you rent from Avis, Enterprise. Dollar Fee is also a good one. You know, as long as you have a major credit card, it's easier that way because you don't have to, they don't have to place a hold on your card. Okay? So, little tidbits, folks. If you're going to a hotel and you have enough money to use your own debit card, do that at your own risk because it takes 3 days for it to fall back onto your account and 3 days for them to process. It's a really weird process that hotels go through, okay? Reserve a hotel at rinky-dink, easier said than done. The last time I was in New Orleans, let me tell you from experience, I caught a room at the Econo Lodge. There was about 2 to 3 murders that occurred at my hotel when I wasn't there. And when you get a knock on the door from a police officer asking, did you see anything, and you have to write, you know, calm your nerves in front of the policeman and calmly explain, this is what happened, officer. This is what went down. Get it, in other words, get a nice hotel. Hampton, Holiday, Comfort Inn, whatever. Get one that doesn't seem like it's roach infested. Or if you get a cheapo one, that's fine. Just don't invite me. I've been to enough Motel 6s and a crappy-ass hotel in Kissimmee last year. And I was in Kissimmee, Florida. It just didn't seem right, okay? That's pretty much the long-winded gist of my prior experience at WrestleMania 30, and that was, I did have some money, had some personal problems after that. Long story short, I'm glad to be coming back to New Orleans, a better, sane, sounded person, one that can actually present some relaxation, some form of relaxation. No, not drugs. Let me rephrase that. I can actually be relaxed when I go to New Orleans, knowing that I got everything in place. Does that sound more applicable? I think because I intend on finally getting me a souvenir, so my little gift to me I'm going to be so thrilled to finally go to the belt section and possibly, you know, I don't know, I'm going to figure out how much I have, and if I can't, oh well, you know, there's WrestleMania shirts. The program is my main form of a souvenir because it's never going to be issued again. Unless you can find it on eBay or on Amazon as used WrestleMania programs. It's all fine and dandy to me. So when I'm traveling, oh yeah, here's a good tip. Always look at the advertisements on Instagram and Facebook because I got an anti-theft backpack. It has a place for your tablet, a place for your makeup case, whatever you want, okay? It's also got a secure USB port for your phone. That way, in case your phone dies, you can actually charge it. Knowing how we live in the world where we're all attached to our phones, this backpack comes in handy. So you can go to antithefbackpack.com for more information. They also have a e-backpack where it's got three compartments where you can put some of your clothes, your shoes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you want, and it's good enough for traveling. Also, guys, if you're going to a place that requires you to be there 2 hours before your plane takes off, get there... Yeah, exactly 2 to 3 hours so you can print out the boarding pass, settle down, relax, listen to tunes, talk to one another. It's always good to talk to pass the time. Trust me, I do it on this show plenty. And we are having a guest, believe it or not, the week before WrestleMania. Holy flaps. Amaya Jade. Cannot wait to have her back on my show. It's going to be beautiful. That sounds so weird. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be jam-packed. You can catch Maya Jade at WrestleCon, by the way. Her dates that she's, you know, the date that she's going to be there, make sure you catch her. She's going to sign autographs and take pictures. We had her as a guest on WrestleRadio once upon a time. Also, folks, speaking of getting there traveling, get there on time. Do not get there half an hour early before everything. I get it. You don't want to go through TSA. You don't want to go through security. Just comply, because I've had a few instances where people do not comply with TSA. Just listen. Take all your belts off. I know it looks like a fucking strip tease when you do it, but when you're going through TSA for your first time, it's going to feel like you're taking off all your clothes if you have a lot of metal. So just wear something simple. Put all your complicated stuff on after the fact. Oh, and last but not least, when you go to WrestleMania itself, now that we have Uber, I mean, hey, that takes care of the parking costs. Although if you do want some tips on that, Spot Hero, I did this in Houston. I only paid $5. $5. Believe it or not, for two times. In Houston, Texas, one of the worst fucking cities to drive through in my life. If you want a tip on driving, like I said, bring a group. It's a lot easier than driving by yourself. Same thing with flying. I fly by myself a lot, so I'm not really worried. Last but not least, and this is for reals. When going to WrestleMania, you want souvenirs that you can actually fit into your bag. So if you got a title belt, that's okay. But if you have a million t-shirts, look on Life Hacks on how to fold them into a bun. I don't want to go through the whole process of, you know, hey, you can fold your shirt this way, take it. Fold it over, roll it, rubber band. Those things are extremely, I mean, if you get like 20 shirts, it's on you, man. It's not me. I don't want any part of that. I collect a lot of shirts as is. So when it comes to buying stuff at the merch stand, Just buy stuff at Hall of Fame. That way you don't have to deal with a fucking line at WrestleMania. If you like standing in line for tradition, cool beans, man. All right. So I've gone over how to travel, how to get tickets. If you have issues, just call the ticket office yourself. That's pretty much it. So I got to go eat. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and a little sentiment to add to this. I got to eat. Toodles, bitches.